Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, family, to Man Up. I was having some technical difficulties, but we thank you now for holding on. Welcome to Man Up. This is the time that we ask you to join the table talk. We're going to have some man talk tonight. We got the table lit up outside. We're just doing our promo in. Going to do our intro. We'll play another song. And then the next voices you will hear, the men who are at the table tonight. And we want to call you out also. We have a loudspeaker that we can bring you in and get you a part of the conversation tonight. Don't feel like it's not you. It is you too. So we want you to get involved also in this conversation tonight. But yes, the foundation has been set. We're calling all men to join the discussion, all men to sit down at the table, all men to keep it real. Yes, what is keeping it real? Well, Man Up simply means is now is my time to fight. See, we got to start taking it personal. Number one, taking personal responsibility for my own life, no longer relying on my personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. My steps are ordered by the Lord. I'm walking in purpose with God. I'm holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. Come on, this is our credo. I am no longer operating with the double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose, and I am the God in me through Christ Jesus that gave me the right to man up. I'm excited for this new season of Man Up to really get live, to get personal, and not to be so holy and thou and so book smart and so have all the answers, but that we as men can really just break it down and be truthful with one another. And know that it's our obligation to serve God, not serve each other, not serve our partners, our spouses, our acquaintances, but that we totally serve God. Is anybody ready to serve God tonight? Put your hands together as we serve him. After the song, you will hear me come back, and we will be at the table. Let's do it.
I want to be like Daniel. Yeah.
yeah. I wanna be like Paul. Hey.
I just wanna serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just wanna serve you.
I serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I do everything I that I can.
Forever, I'ma need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill his purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before when it went on this earth, I'm committed to you first. We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrificed. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelations, I am the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty gold is my baby. We sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I love you.
Father,
I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man. You know what I go through when I am alone.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracle, pinnacle, spiritual. From the village, I can feel it, can you feel it? This is part of my healing.
Part of my healing.
It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love. And show them how to feel it. See, all of my life I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Man on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are if you let him lead you to your freedom. You can be reborn.
All right. Well, good evening, family. We're gonna hang this one up. God bless you guys. I pray you can hear us now. We were having some technical difficulties again, but the enemy is a lie, and we're not going to let him defeat us with us going forward with Man Up here live. I hear me talking now, so we're good. We're good. And thank God for iPhones that they do better than gadgets. Amen. So welcome, gentlemen. How y'all doing tonight?
Good.
See y'all come in straight to the plate, so get your – we need water. We need coffee in, inside if you need something. But I just want to welcome everybody tonight to the table. Introduce yourself, who you are, real quick, just an intro, and let's let the people know who's here tonight. Now, if you're out there listening, dial 1 If you want to get in the conversation, share it with somebody. Tell somebody else out there that we're at the table tonight with Man Up the Movement.
Good evening, everyone. This is Clarence Allen here at the Man Up table. Man up, man up, man up.
This is Michael Netherly, a.k.a. Rockbox, in the house.
This is Junior.
In the house. And, of course, this is Pastor E in the house. Amen. Well, I'm excited. I was going to get into my mode of getting a subject and things like that, but the table is a place just to kind of come where you are for that time. And maybe some things that we've been going through already this week or maybe this weekend that's unsettling as a man that you haven't had somebody to talk to. So we want to open up the opportunity right now. And I say, if you're out there, dial one. We want to hear from you, too. But to get in the conversation here at the table and let's talk. So anything prevalent for anybody?
Well, me and Julia, we were talking about parent and child bonds. We came up with that earlier before we got here. That was the subject we was going to talk about, you know. And the reason why we was going to talk about it, because it's like, you know, every year he come down, you know, from Texas to visit either in the summer or the holidays, you know. And, you know, as he get older every year, the bond is getting stronger and stronger, because I know it's like every day we give each other a hug before we leave, you know. It's like you appreciate things more. He helped me out a lot, during the time, and it's just a different bond than it has been when he was younger. You know, when he was younger, I was trying to teach him some things. Now he know a lot of things, so I don't have to teach him no more. And so he doing it, you know, he do a lot of things for himself, so it's like a plus. And so I just wanted to basically elaborate on the parent, you know, child bond today.
I'm glad you brought that up. But now, let's go even deeper than that.
Okay.
Matter of fact, hold on. Mm-hmm. Let's take it deep since you brought it up.
Okay.
Because a lot of us have probably, I got it, bro.
Okay.
A lot of us have probably experienced the same thing when you're separated and you don't have a godly marriage. Now, you got to start this conversation right now because you're happily married. You got kids, grandkids out from the same woman. So we're going to exclude you from this part. We'll bring you back on the back end to kind of give us some meat on how you've been able to sustain it.
Mm-hmm.
But for those of us that are now finding ourselves the kind of men we should be, and now we're spending time with our kids,
right?
It's good. But, man, let me talk to you. Mm-hmm. How much is missing still? He comes for a month, you know,
you'll find it. Yeah, well, it's like, okay, like right now, you know. You know, he been here this summer, the bonding is good, but it's like once he leave and go back, you know, it's a part of me missing now, you know, because I done got used to it or whatever. And then, we usually call and text each other and everything, keep up with each other and stuff.
As you should. But, you know, but I'm talking about from not where you, because I see God doing great things now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some people out there that still have problems getting their kids for the summer. Mm-hmm. There's still men out there that the women are so hurt and so torn that they can't get their kids for the summer. You're there now, you know. But I know it had to be a time when it was a struggle, you know, to see him and be a part of his life. And it's great that we got great things now. But let's talk deeply into that, because I'm a pro at it.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know my history. I got 10 or more kids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not ashamed to tell it. Only one child support out of all that. That's major there.
Mm-hmm.
But still, and I haven't had good relationships with my kids.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm looking to have a relationship with my grandkids.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you the problem that I have there. This is nothing against my kids. But my kids still want daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm spending time with the grandkids, making up for what I lost with my kids,
right?
And forgetting the kids. That's my thing, you know, because I'm trying to give where I couldn't give before, and now you'll let me get your kids when your mother wouldn't let me get you. So I'm trying to feed into that, and I'm starting to see I got to pay more attention to the original mm-hmm. where it came from, you know.
And then I have a problem because I have a daughter that's 29 years old, and I haven't seen her since she was like 21.
Talk, oh, yeah, here we go.
And, you know, and it's his bigger sister, you know, and there's some mishaps in there, you know, reference to the mama and all that. And all I can do is really pray about it because she got control of that still, even though she grown and all that, you know, so.
Yeah, well, that was one thing I will say to you is that when my children finally got to know me as who I am,
mm-hmm.
I remember my daughter asking me, she said, have you always been like this?
Mm-hmm.
I said, all my life.
Mm-hmm.
Do what I say, say what I'm do, and if I'm done with you, I'm done with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've always been that way. Yeah. And so, so you know, a lot of times we don't get to know our kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because of the separations and the distances in past relationships. Well, I know for me, it's been a struggle constantly trying to build those past relationships. As a man, because you say, well, hey, I'm a, you know, my kids look at me now, Claire, and say, well, your pastor, you're doing good now. What about then?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why now? You know, situations like that and being truthfully honest, you know, hey, I wish it would have been then, but it's now. So can we do something better now? You know, it's time to forgive, you know. I think that subject could come up in this whole scenario.
I think that's one of the problems, too, is forgiveness. I think I forgave on my side, you know, whatever happened, you know, divorce situation and, you know, and everything. And I admit to my wrongs and my faults or whatever, but it's got to go both ways, I guess, you know, because, I mean, it ain't me no more, you know, so I can't sit here and say.
Well, really, we talking about men. This is the man of table.
Yeah,
so
well,
we can't talk about
saying.
The females
uh-huh.
and what they not doing and where they have it, you know, it can't take two no more. And what I'm trying to say, I'm trying to really get down to it because
okay.
if we gonna really man up, that means we got to go above and beyond
mm-hmm.
to make up for whether we are right or wrong.
Okay.
Especially when I became a believer, I was like, you know what? I was more at fault than anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How many times I said I was gonna go and I didn't, and ended up getting in trouble. Or getting in a fight or getting something happened. I should have left when I said I was going to leave, but we always blame other people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So men, I'm saying to us, man, we gotta really fess up and really come correct with ourselves and don't blame, I can't blame nobody for what I did in my past.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to.
Mm-hmm.
I blamed the dude. I got in the car with him. He had a key in the trunk, and I told him don't ever pick me up with some dope, but hey, I knew he was a dope dealer, and I got in the car anyway, you know. But I blamed him. Man, you got me a chase, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or female called the police on me because I didn't busted the window.
Uh-huh.
But dang, you think she might be scared?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, how dare you call the police on me? Well, you broke the window. Mm-hmm. You know, if you was going to do, even though I had never done anything physical to her, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, we got to really look at, most of the time it was our fault because we the men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We the head.
Can we get your input, your opinion on how a young man see his father bonding with him and how you bond with your father? What would you like to see and how have you been affected by it?
Well, where I've been seeing, like, other kids without any father figure, they normally go to jail, do bad things, or get killed. But some of them, like, just don't go crazy and stuff. But when me and my dad, when I first saw my dad, I thought he was, like, taller. And I thought he was all built and stuff.
Well,
yeah. Like,
that's a big 21.
But you have to live it in your head.
Yeah. But when I saw him, I was not disappointed. I was just glad I got to meet my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And California, too, because when I was living with them in San Marcos and Gary, I kind of forgot what his face looked like when I was with Mom.
Mm-hmm.
So when my mom said I'm going to go to California to see him,
uh-huh.
I was very excited.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So you enjoy this time. This is like really does it something to give you to look forward to and to go build on when you go home.
Yeah.
I guess you got another dad too. You've been spending a lot of time with me too. But no, I know you. I know I'll make you. I might get on you, but I just, we love you. I love you. I like to see better things in you. But that's good. That's good because that bond is where we got to really work to get to and to continue. I'll tell you right now, I have a son that we don't have a relationship. And he has four kids that love me as G-Pa. But me and my son don't have a relationship, and it hurts. It hurts me, but,
yeah.
You know, we when a man becomes a man, I'm not talking to daughters. I'm talking about when a man becomes a man and he say, no, I'm a man, and that's how you got to respect him for that. And you can't overbear somebody who's a man anymore, you know. And sometimes you got to kind of back off because now you're trying to establish who you are as a man. I'm still dad regardless from the first day you were born to the last day you live. But sometimes for me, I got to learn to back off and let him become who he's going to be. And then prayerfully, God will bring us back into that.
Can I ask you a question?
No, you're not. This is not, you're not the host tonight. See, he keep throwing the questions in because he's married. No, you can't.
and it has to pertain with your relationship with your son. And
now, come on, ask.
I agree with you 100% with that respect that you're acknowledging that. And so, I really believe that you have been reaching out. Maybe even more than you should, but it's never.
No. I'll be honest with you. It stopped. I had been reaching out above and beyond and doing anything possible. But like I say, sometimes you got to make a decision and say, you know, enough is enough. Let the situation be what it is before it turns into something worse.
Yeah.
When you're dealing with men, you know, so you know how we are.
Yeah.
You don't want a man telling you what to do. You guys are young, and even though your dad tells you something to do, it's still a cringe, and you'd be like, if we was to keep it honest. Don't tell. Tell me later. But anyway, but being a man is when us as those that have made the mistakes and have been down the roads to be honest enough that everybody on this broadcast and everybody here could hear the honesty of, well, I ain't perfect. And I'll take full responsibility as a man that it was all my fault because I could have made better decisions. Definitely, but I accept. But I'm not mad at myself either. I've accepted who I was, but who I am now, and to become stronger in that I can be an example of what God is showing me a man is.
Well, you know, my whole deal is that I've been praying that maybe one day my daughter try to contact me or something, because I done did everything myself. You still try every now and then, you know. But that's one of my top prayers because I think, you know, we had a good relationship when she was younger.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, that's going to be prayer number one on the table tonight.
Yeah, gotcha.
Because I know that.
And he wanted to see his big sister, too.
Yeah.
I only saw her once on a video call. I still haven't seen her face.
I've never seen her face.
Man, we'll have another story about family. I got one that probably make y'all fall out.
Look.
But so as we're manning up and as we're being transparent, if you're out there listening and something has been said that's making you say, man, I can't believe they're talking like this because that's what I be thinking about. Dial one, we want to hear from you too. You're invited in this conversation. We want to keep it relevant to what we're going through in this day because so many situations that we're dealing with is really still an attack on the family. And if we're not going to make a change, how are we ever going to see a change? If we're not going to make a change, God, how are we ever going to see a change? So I'm here to say the change I want to see begins in me. And when we all take that personal, I think us as men could get stronger together. Because that's what we need more of, too. More together, getting strong together. Not like, oh, I got mine together, you got yours together. That's what we need more of because I don't know if you noticed, and I'm talking to our race because we are African-American. That's what we lack a lot of. But you can see other races that will get along with each other, fight, and go right back. They don't throw everybody out the house. They go buy other houses together. And I don't know if you noticed that in some of the neighborhoods now, garages are being torn down, and they're building houses in the backyards now. And they're bringing families in with homes and they're
converting the garage
and in the backyard building because they're giving a coding for that now.
You're
popping up everywhere. You know, we don't do that.
You get a Senate from the city.
Exactly. Especially if you house homeless.
Yeah.
They wanted to put homeless back here. I was like, nah, I can't manage that. But anyway, long story. Mm-hmm. So that's where we need more togetherness, that we can start, you know, becoming wealthy with land, becoming wealthy in produce, becoming wealthy in all areas of life instead of always going to a different entity to spend and buy. I'm really proud of us men, because I've seen a lot of brothers come to me now and say, bro, I always knew you could print, but I went here and I was just used to going there. But now saying, no, bro, we really need to support each other. And it's big, because it's not helping, it's growing. Mm-hmm. The trust in everybody else. So I don't know anybody else's opinion on the unity part of us. First of all, accepting our wrongs, making amends for them, and then doing the right thing, but doing it right together. I need help to stay straight.
Yeah, same here.
If I didn't have Michael in my life to talk to, my mentor in my life to talk to, Clarence on the broadcast, or coming to church, or you guys even talking, I'd be worse off.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I'm inviting everybody else to get that same drive, to know that we're here for you, we want to listen, and we can just listen. And that's another thing about men, and I'm going to let it go there, is that we don't listen well. We always got an example, or we always got a perfect situation that can – no, we don't. We're messed up just like you. And we all got to come together on a group understanding that if we help each other, we can do anything.
Right. Right.
But stop trying to do it on your own, and then give me a piece of paper and tell me what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You like that, didn't you?
See, I like it. I love it.
So now we flip the conversation from
mm-hmm.
to unity
mm-hmm.
in the on the table. We'll start with Clarence. Unity. How do we unify, brother? How do we? I know we good, but how do we go deeper and farther? I know we go to events and we see people. How do we go deeper, bro?
As black men, not just in America, but even around the world, we have a difficult time acclimating to any society and any system or nation or country we live in because of the misguided education that we receive from that country. Every person out here, basically number one education that came from the United States. So when we see brothers and men living the life the way they do, carrying on the way they do, we have to take conscience and realize, where am I learning this from? Where am I getting this from? And a lot of this is passed down is generational, coming from the time of slavery when our ancestors were stripped of all the African culture, the language, and all those things, and America put into us a new language, a new way of thinking. And so now we have evolved into a lifestyle where some of us as men or adult males, because they're not men, are picking up the devices that America has given us, which when we were young men, you could not get what you're getting today, such as guns, such as some of these drugs, and even the access that you couldn't go where we can go today. You know, I was reading an article, I believe it was in Chicago, where a young man crossed a certain line at a beach, and that side was for the whites.
Mm-hmm.
And he died that day because they threw rocks at him, and one guy hit him in the head, he went underwater. So we're just looking at now that a beach here in California, here in Manhattan, is giving back to that family that they took early in the 1900s,
mm-hmm.
Bruce Beach.
Yeah, Bruce Beach. Mm-hmm.
Just now giving that back to that family because they lost it by, I wouldn't say eminent domain, but because of the color of their skin. And so when we look at us now functioning in this, not just this nation, but around the world, in my mind, we are the only race where our umbilical cord is not attached to our root. So we have to reattach and study who we are. And when I said study about study, rightly dividing the word of truth, the Bible didn't say what to study. And I mentioned about the Honorable Drew Ali Bay. He said, study, study, study. And when you study all you can, and one would ask what to study next, you say, study yourself. So the next time that I come here, I'm going to bring a book that I just started reading by Howard F. French called Africa, Africans. And it goes from 1471 or something like that to the Second World War. And in this history of us, we can understand the success, the creativity, and all the other things that our ancestors had. We have all that DNA. Brother blew my mind last week when he said, it took 5,000 people to make me. And it actually, he actually had to go into the concept of explaining for me to get the entire picture of this. And so what he said, there was a man and woman who created you. It took two men and women to create your dad or your, and two more for your mom.
No, your mom and your dad is two separate parents. Right. It comes back together.
And so then it goes to 4 and 16 because it took all these people to get to who we are today. So we have all these genetics in us, but here in this country, we cut off the woman's side of the history. We follow our last name, which comes from basically the male.
And so you're basically saying, because we got for the sake of time, you're saying, because my question was, how do we unify and get closer? You're saying educate.
Educate.
All right, because I hear well. I pick up well. I can catch words from different people. It's one word that clean right there. You're saying your way or your suggestion for us is to educate.
We have to educate ourselves.
How do we become closer as men?
Well, you know, I've been in the YouTube space, you know, I've been in the manager. I see a whole lot of truth for what the manager stuff is talking about. So it's like we do discussion groups like this. We do some healing within ourselves. But the healing part is that we gotta start competing, and then we but when we is on this USA soil, what I learned in that community is a lot of things that I went through. I wasn't delusional. It wasn't like it wasn't all my fault. It was just that, you know, it was just too many single-parent homes.
Right, right, right.
And I can remember when I was younger than these two guys, when mama used to hide the porch, daddy's like, get it? So that mama had the porch, didn't you, the food stamp and government assistance and all that over to daddy. I didn't know that was going on. And I also can remember, because it was this girl, the third day, I don't know how to get back in there, but she didn't see me.
I should pay somebody. I wouldn't do it. Anyway, so, but how do we unify, though, bro? I mean, we're talking about men.
Yeah,
I think if I had to answer for you, it would be mental health. What if we ever talk about mental health?
Well, you know, I worked for LA Times, and then that's why I got that YouTube show, because I know we need like wellness and recovery right on our part. So as far as I no longer, to make a long story short, when I discover what I find through YouTube, I'm no longer afflicted with racism. I'm no longer just afflicted. I do see we should have enough manpower to clean up the community.
Well, we do, but you got so many people doing. You got one person going left, you got one person going right, you got one person going east, one person going west. When we meet up, it's just to make noise, and then we end up going back in different directions together.
Right, right.
Every time. That's why you don't see me around a lot no more.
That's why I said, so, you know, like I said, I wrote that thing, and it's up for bid. I can't bid on it because I'm a county employee. And then no one in L.A. County never went to a meeting and stood up to say, we need resources for black men and black boys. Because a lot of people don't know about these cultural competency meetings.
Right.
So, and you know why I said it? Because I've been in that meeting for years, and enough was enough. Even though we was up in the culture, I said it because the people that was at the table was all majority of them. But I feel them have my back because I said, y'all always talking about the women come. Getting money from the Department of Mental Health, the city folks.
So you're saying resources. Okay, you education, resources. We need more resources. I agree with that one. Okay, take your time, because I want to get around the table. Resources.
Where is the resources?
Well, we're going to start resourcing together.
Resources,
I mean, yeah, we're the resource. I mean,
right.
I'm doing okay. You doing okay. But where are we going to really resource together? Yeah, I mean, I try my best, bro. There's nobody come in here that I'm not willing to give a fair deal for the sake that we can work together long term.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we need more of that. I'm going to come back to you. Young man, here we talking about. I can skip you. All you got to do is just say no. But what do you think, men? You're a young man. You're watching us. You see a lot of stuff. You go. You travel a lot with your dad. You see a lot of stuff.
Oh,
and you see a lot of controversy also. Here, don't read over here. You see a lot of controversy. What do you think us as men should do better?
I think that, like, that men should, like, share more.
Yeah.
Like, share more. Because, like, most people have, like, this, blah, blah, blah. Like, you do printing. So, I guess that if you, because like some people have like, oh, I print, but it's not that weird or whatever. So, all I'm trying to say is that some people have like higher quality stuff.
Yeah.
Some people have low quality stuff. It could be vice versa. So.
So we need to level up.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to balance it out.
Yeah.
I like the way you say that, because one of the things that we do is that other printers and things that we meet that go through them, we give them. See, I'm not afraid to share. And I know it's enough money out here for everybody. So I'll let people, hey, man, this is where I get my material from. What? You get it for that price? Yeah, bro, you don't have to raise your prices. And I've been blessed not to have to raise my prices. Well, some things I've had to because they just push it so far. But there's some things I've been able to get at lower cost because I did more research. So you're saying we need to research more together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And help each other, help the lower come up, and it might mean the upper got to come down a little bit and make it even.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think us men can do, Junior, to become better, more unified, more strong?
On the sharing part, there's some men that are selfish and have higher, like how you said, higher up, like money, expensive stuff. There's the people that are lower. They will get mad and start doing something crazy. And when the people that are rich, they don't want to be selfish, the poor will just go even more crazier.
Yeah. So there's a reason for what's happening in our streets today, basically what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because I don't care what corner you're at, you see a lot of crazy people. And I know one thing that I really truly rely on in the Bible when it says that the enemy comes. You don't have to put a label on it. It comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And a lot of people think, well, he's trying to take your money, take your house. He's trying to take your mind.
Yeah.
And if he can take your mind, it's the game. It's game over. Because if you cannot keep a sound mind and you can't think and be aware and conscious in what you're doing, it's over. And that's where I think we, as unifying, I'm listening. I'm just trying to help put a little bit more on what I heard you say, is that if we start really building each other's minds up and really encouraging others to think and read books and, you know, I read a book a month, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I read the Bible every day. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you how many, in a year, how many times I read the complete Bible, not all 111, but just, you know, interacting and through study and just wanting to know more of, I believe, God's inspired word.
Mm-hmm.
But one book a month, maybe.
And that's on a good month. I know this man reads a book every time something inspires him. Reading is knowledge.
Yeah, I just like reading.
But you read. But you're reading.
Yeah.
You know, it's not what you're reading. Well, thank you. Holy Spirit caught me there. Yes, it is what you're reading. But if you're reading something that's positive, something that's gonna enhance you, reading is fundamental. I remember, see you guys, and I'm going to talk to you guys. We didn't have the luxuries you guys did. A friend of mine was telling me yesterday, don't you remember when we was raised? You couldn't just get up and leave or get up and turn the TV on. And I got to cut the grass. I got to clean up the garage. I got to clean up my dog. I got a dog, so I got to clean up the whole side of the house. Before my parents would let me touch the TV, I had to do all my chores, clean my bathroom, clean my father's bathroom, put the den, cut the grass. All my dog stuff in the back got to be taken care of. Then I'd come in there and watch some educational ABC.
Yeah, back then, yes.
D-E-F, G-H-I. I broke it down. But it was educational, but we had chores and we had stuff we had to do. We didn't, 6 o'clock, when the street lights came on, if I didn't beat them street lights on, I was good at it. I had timed it out. I knew just how to get from certain parts of my neighborhood. You know how they used to blink once?
Yeah.
Blink twice. Blink four. The fifth blink, they on all the way.
Yeah.
I could time the blinks on where I was in the neighborhood, how to get home.
Right.
But if I didn't get home, I wasn't going out the next day more than likely, and I definitely was going to get a whooping.
Yeah.
We had consequences.
At school, I remember Principal Logan at Linwood High had a paddle like this. This thick with holes drilled. It was plexiglass. And my daddy would tell him, get him. But hold him there till I get there. My daddy would come with a belt to school.
Do y'all know what they called that?
What?
When you got hit with the belt at school. You know what they called that?
They still do it in Texas some places.
Yeah.
They still SWAT in Texas. Down south? South Carolina, North Carolina, they still SWAT down there. But if you, I don't know if you can tell, but all of us went through bad things, but we still came back. Because the Bible says if you train up a child in the way he should grow, when he gets older, he will not depart from it. Brothers, we must come together to be more about our Father's business and sharing like this and encouraging each other to be better men, better mentors, better friends. He did a mentor thing. I would have loved to have been there because that's all we do is mentor.
And that's what this is.
And this is what this is. And it's not only just mentoring younger people, it's mentoring each other and knowing that we're there for each other. Amen?
Amen.
All right, if you're out there on the line, I want to open up the lines right now. Come on, Pastor Terry. I know you're about to jump all around. Anybody else would like to get in the conversation, dial one and come in this conversation. Come on in and talk to us here on the Man Up Table. All right, I think they see when they – now, I must make this announcement because I know, and I've already checked, 75% of our listeners are online. You cannot interact with us if you're online. You have to call in at 319-527-6173. Again, if you want to talk to us, you want to get on the table, you have to dial 319-527-6173, excuse me. Dial 1. That'll bring you into the queue. We'll bring into the conversation. But I know you guys are enjoying listening to everything we're talking about, and I pray something has been said tonight that has encouraged you to want to talk next week. Every Tuesday night, 6 p.m., now we won't be live every Tuesday. I think we're going to break down the table to maybe once a month for the sake of gas and travel. If you guys say twice a month, I'm down with it. Whatever, it's up to, we're going to talk about that afterwards and see how the team wants to do it. But we're going to keep it relevant to what's going on in our nation, in our societies, in our cities, and in our homes, that we can really become a voice to be heard and a avenue that you can be heard at. Amen? So we're going to take a time, 2 minutes apiece, closing remarks. What did you get out of here? What would you like to see next week? How do we grow this, and how do we stay at it?
All right. Like we said earlier today, unifying. I think that should be one of the number one words that we come out of it today. unifying is one of the biggest keys that we need to do, and that follow, and that breaks it down from the sharing. They were saying, you know, we being at an even level, mentoring, all that needs to come into place in order to unify, you know. And by us coming up here today, then, you know, and on the Tuesdays or whatever, on the Man Up, and discussing these situations is a big start. You know, and I just pray that everybody that's listening take heed and spread the word, too, about manning up where we can unify and have more people participating and calling and everything to it, to enhance the conversation. So I just want to say everything today, let's unify.
Let's unify.
Yeah. What? Yeah, well, I'm saying to the unified situation is because, you know, like Clarence and a lot of people, but especially Clarence seen me at a lot of places. Even though I may have that camera, sometimes when you see me with a camera at a certain event, I'm really wearing like two or three hats there.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Yeah, sometimes I might have a resource table.
Mm-hmm.
Kicking it over there, trying. Sometimes I might be the guest speaker and still got a clip.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things I noticed being at this meeting, that my friend did a podcast, and two young cats said something about champs. Is that we need to teach those that's coming behind us to prepare themselves or when we're no longer here. But also, like, you know, I got on him the other day because I grabbed the two old bicycles out of the dusty thing. He was upset, hating the dusty. And then the WD-40, teaching still sit. But he don't know, in the back of my head, I'm getting him using these hands. So you see these hands? That came from painting buildings. So we need people to paint buildings, helping people fix on cars. I didn't know how to fix on the car, but I knew what the tools were.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm passing you the tools.
Pass the torch, yeah.
Yeah, but at the same time, I'm learning stuff watching you fix the car.
Right.
So you know, that's basically what I wanted to basically say. Because when we finished that, guess what he said? How
clean
and how that
WD-40
can I write
mine? Yes,
yeah.
Of course. That's why we get it right.
Yes, yeah. He said the handlebars is crooked.
Yeah.
And then I said, you remember what I taught you. And he put them legs between their front tires.
Straighten them out. All right,
so
all right.
So, you know, those are kind of things that...
We need to pass the torch, y'all.
That, you know, I saw him fix the kickstand up on his bike a few months ago,
mm-hmm.
when he had the red button, because he saw how to fix the first one. And it wasn't easy. It was hard to get
the
kickstand spring back in there with the screwdriver.
Yeah.
So I had to show him and allow him to watch carefully, because if that spring snaps, you got to be ready.
I can't tell you how many cuts and bruises I have. Come on, Clarence.
You know, I learned a lot of things here and received a lot of things. But to all the men that's listening to the show, to you young men and to my brothers here at the table, just start speaking. Just say hello, brother. See, we have to start speaking to the brothers that we think we don't know, the ones we never seen. It's okay to say hi. And go about your business. So we break all those monotonies, all those brick walls down by just saying, hello, brother. How are you doing? And you'd be surprised over 90% of your response to be positivity in return. You know, and then after that, you can say, hey, what's your name? And after he tell you that, hey, my name is this.
That's right.
Have a wonderful day.
Stop
and
mad
so,
dogging.
Yeah. Well, the United States got us being enemies against each other. This brother named Bone from the Aspen Park Boy did his research. He has a DVD out called Bastards of the Party. So once the LAPD took the Panthers down, when the Crips and Bloods came in to birth, they called the Crips and the Bloods the Bastards of the Black Panther Party. So if you don't have that DVD, look for it, Bastards of the Party.
Yeah,
name Bone from Napa Park Boys.
That's right. That's right, man. Thank y'all so much tonight. I think we have really kind of like spread it out, but we came together on, first of all, family, you know, and spending time together. And to, you know, I remember my parents could drop me off at certain friends' house, and they could go out and feel safe that they could go and do whatever, you know, and we need that kind of trust again also in family. And then I'm really big on the unity thing. I'm here. If you have a young man out there, a young man, older man, any man that needs mentoring, needs coaching, needs to connect with like-minded men, come on, get him in touch with me. I'll get in touch with one of us because we have so many different genres to connect with you that we would love to make that happen. But don't miss this opportunity. That's why we're here, is that we can communicate, that we can be at the table, and that we can reach our goals in life, and we can do it, and we can do it together. Be encouraged tonight. I hope this conversation has shown the transparency of what we're doing here, of this platform to speak men talk at the table and be as honest as we can. If we say anything that needed to be answered any further, we are available for any further questions. You can dial us on the hotline, 562-931. I don't want to mess up that number. 562-413-3710. 562-413-3710. That's the Now Church, but we do have a Man Up hotline. I will have that number correct also. Amen. So, family, we thank you. We if still got a moment. Somebody, we got somebody wanted to dial in, give a shout out or anything. Come on, do what you do. If not, we're gonna end it here and be ready for next week. Man up at the table is going down.
Man up, man up.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Pastor Terry, come on. I see you now. I see your hand.
Praise God. You know I'm going to come in and give my family a shout out and say all glory to God. You guys at the table, you know what? And I heard Minister Michael Jr. too just preaching over there. And I was just over here ecstatic because, but you know what I took from you listening to you guys? Was we have to listen to each other. Listen to each other and listen to God, listen to his instructions and be obedient. Oh, Jesus. He teaches us obedience.
Amen.
Man up, you guys have went over some good things. I shared the scriptures out there, so if anybody needs them, they are on Facebook on the Man Up the Movement. Amen. God bless you guys. I love you guys. Praise
Amen.
God.
Pastor Terry.
Thank you, Pastor Terry. Bless you.
Love you all, family. God bless.
Prophet Dwayne, what's up, man of God? Man up.
Man, praise God to all of you wonderful men of God. I'm so sorry that I just got on. I'm just getting to work and been in a whole bunch of stuff, just getting over COVID and all of this other stuff. So, man, I thank God for y'all men steady going on, steady moving strong. I salute you all in your rightful positions. And we just got to continue to keep spreading the word. I'm sorry that I missed this because it was my intention to be on here. But nevertheless, I ain't no better time than right now. So I'm here now.
That's right. That's right.
Supporting y'all brothers, you know, on the Man Up the Movement. And like Pastor E always say, win now. Not tomorrow, but right now. You know.
Right now.
So
yeah.
I'm thankful for you all. God bless you all. And I definitely will be back on here next week.
And we will be here because this brother is he is the captain of issues. If you ever want to know about issues,
yeah.
Prophet Dwayne can break down issues. He has a broadcast that he does, the Prophet's Closet, and that's the biggest thing, issues. Woo, we deal with some issues. We can't wait to hear from you next week, man of God.
Hey, Pastor, I need to talk to you too so that we can get back on the schedule.
Let's do it, man. Call me tomorrow.
Okay, will do. God bless you all.
All right. Bless you, brother.
Bless you too, sir.
Amen. Well, family, we love you guys. We thank you for this opportunity to let us share with you and to let the conversation get real. And it's not over. This is just the beginning. I'm looking for this to really blossom and to really go forward. That we got tables at your house, tables at your house, tables at your house, and we're still virtual that we can talk and have many more on here talking that we're at, when we're at the table. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you today for this opportunity. We thank you for the wisdom that you have shared. We thank you for the confirmation you have given, but we also thank you for your glory falling in this place, that we leave this place not the same, but we decree and declare we will be changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of our mind. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Family, know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.